Exactly.
And we're talking about this like it's ancient history, but actually in the last year, like the Hawk 2-0 one was very famous. And then Eric Adams had a very famous recent one that was also a rug. Like everything is a rug pull.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
This point, if you are investing in a cryptocurrency, you are paying for like an escape room version of being defrauded. Like that you are paying for the experience of being defrauded.
Yeah, a roguelike defrauding game.
I want to be defrauded by like Soulja Boy or Logan Paul. I don't want to be defrauded by Goldman Sachs, you know?
I'd like to be defrauded by my favorite mayor, the slaggiest New York administrator since Boss Tweed, Eric Adams. He'd be cool to be defrauded by him.
Logan claimed to have spent $1 million on the development of this project, even though the artwork was Fiverr tier. In addition, when the eggs hatched, lo and behold, it turns out they didn't actually yield passive income. They said they were earning income, but there was no way to claim any of it on the website. So your egg would be like, oh, this egg has earned you this much Zucoin, and there's nothing you could do. It's like, okay, can I cash it in? No, you can't. And that's another common theme, because the people building the websites that these financial instruments are on have just a complete and utter control of how people can interact with them. A hard-learned lesson for a lot of people.
And even if you can interact with them, one of the things that all of these different coins have in common is that it's two things. Number one, they aren't actually traded that much, so they're hard to sell. Unless, of course, you create a serious amount of hype for them, let's say by being Logan Paul, who's going to release a video game that's going to be the new Pokemon, but a version of Pokemon where you make money by playing it. And you can create, I don't know, maybe a week of hype around it where you create a lot of buyers. And then after that initial spike, the buyers can't find anyone to sell to. So like they're extraordinarily illiquid markets.
Yeah, exactly.
And the funny thing always is like, hey, I'm going to sell you this awesome cryptocurrency that's super useful in exchange for your disgusting, useless dollars, which we both hate, but I will take.
Yeah.
Even if you can access them, you can't, like, they're hard to sell.
Yeah, of course.
And, no, but they create the illusion that they're easy to sell because they own most of the shares. They
trade them back and forth to one another, which is illegal. Illegal in regulated financial markets, but they just do it. These people were doing all of this. It's just, I guess I just never really knew that Logan Paul was involved.
Yeah, and it's another fun thing is that it was also possible to buy eggs with Ethereum, and about half of all eggs bought by consumers were purchased this way. For anyone who bought their eggs with Ethereum, there was another problem. Their eggs wouldn't even hatch, presumably electing not to be born when they detected their parents were loser idiots who didn't own any Zucoin. So if you bought your egg with Ethereum instead of Zucoin, tough luck. It is not going to be hatching, and you can't do anything with it. Even if it did hatch, you still couldn't do anything with it anyways. Because of this, the price of CryptoZoo fell 63% in 24 hours. There was panic, but another of CryptoZoo's co-founders, Ben Roth, assured investors the price would skyrocket again once Logan decided to market it.
But I think that's also very telling. That's very telling, right? Like, just not to interrupt again, sorry. But that's so telling because you cannot con an honest man. All of these people were they're like, well, no, I want to be the second last idiot. I don't want to be the last idiot. I'm trying to screw that guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like, oh, he's an incredible marketing guru. Don't worry. You can buy and sell it. You'll be the early, you'll be the early investing insiders this time. And then when we create more liquidity, hey, someone else will be your exit liquidity. Don't you worry about it.
Everyone's got pyramid scheme dreams. They got pyramid dreams.
Pyramid dreams. I'm rotating pyramids in my mind, my dreams. And he called Logan an uncontrollable marketing guru. Unbeknownst to the investors, Logan had quietly pulled out of the project despite creating videos every single day where he hinted at a huge new project that has become the center of his life and is the reason he was put on this earth. It turns out that was something completely different from CryptoZoo, though the people, the co-owners in the Discord kept implying that he was talking about CryptoZoo to the investors.
It would be awesome if the reason he was put on this earth is actually to make CryptoZoo. Like, what if that was true? What,
pivots away and God's just like, fuck, 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 we gotta get back on CryptoZoo.
Period. Logan, for his part, said the project failed because